Welcome to the special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. On Sunday, June 30th, 2019, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of Columbus, Ohio, celebrated the closing mass for the No Ordinary Family Conference in Portsmouth, Ohio. Right now, we're pleased to bring you his homily from this closing mass. Here's Bishop Robert J. Brennan. Enjoy.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am so happy to be here in Scioto County, to be here among you, and to be here in this place that is filled with God's grace. I missed a good portion of, certainly missed all of Friday night and a good portion of Saturday. I was at another conference up in Pickerington, part of the Encuentro process, but I could tell by the time I got here last evening that this place is filled with God's grace. God's grace is so much at work. Thank you. Thank you, one and all. And Father Joseph, Father Joachim, thank you for pulling us all together. Thank you. And I got to meet the Vigil Project. Wow, what a blessing. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. And deacons, thank you for your words in these last days, but thanks for being with us this morning as well, for staying with us for Holy Mass. Thank you. Father Joe is going to announce, give the thanks to everybody, which is going to save my skin so that I don't leave anybody out. But to all of you who are here today, who really gather and who enhance this celebration, I can't tell you how happy, how pleased, how blessed I am to be in your presence and with you to give praise to God. My dear friends in Jesus and our Blessed Lady, if you will permit me, I'd like to share with you a New York moment. Are you okay with this? All right. This is a pretty big weekend in a pretty big year back in New York for those of us who are Met fans. We don't get that many. So all the former teammates, all of the team of the 1969 New York Mets were there, missing a couple, but they were there to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the World Series win of that underdog team in 1969. Now, if you live in New York and you're a Yankee fan, every couple of years you're celebrating pennants and World Series runs and wins, right? If you're a Met fan, you celebrate anniversaries of World Series wins. I kid you not. It's a big year. This is a big deal. Now, let me give you some context. I was born like the Mets in 1962. Okay? So can you imagine a seven-year-old kid whose team has come up, you know, the years before, I think they were 9th and 10th in the standings, okay, in 67 and 68. So can you imagine the excitement of a seven-year-old kid seeing his team coming to the fore, right? Just around the time when I was really starting to understand the game, playing a little bit of Little League myself, it was really a big deal for us. And so this celebration is a great bit of nostalgia for a lot of us. Well, the Bishop Barris, the Bishop of Rockville Center, with whom I served under him, I assisted him in his ministry. He put me on to a YouTube video, an interview between Tom Seaver and Dick Schaap. Now, I told this story yesterday, and a few people reminded me that Tom Seaver did have a career after leaving the Mets. Am I right? Oh, yeah. So, here's the story. This is a very interesting thing. Tom Seaver said that the catcher on the team, Jerry Grody said in spring training, early in the year, Jerry Grody said, "You know, guys, we are going to win this year. We're going all the way. We're going to win." And you know what everybody else said, right? "What, are you crazy? Where have you been?" And he said, "No, I'm telling you. We're going to win." Gil Hodges had a year under his belt. The team was coming together, some real talent. He could see the talent on the team. And he could see it coming together. Tom Sievers says, well, eventually, over the course of the year, after hitting some big moments, little by little, one after another, they all started to believe it. They could see it themselves. He talks about the moment when he first saw it. You see, of course, we know the ending. They did go all the way, and they did win. Jerry Grody was not playing some kind of a psychological motivational trick here. This was not saying, you know, if you build it, they will come. If you really believe, you're going to win. That's not what was going on here. Jerry Grody was recognizing the talent. He saw what everybody had, and he saw it all coming together. And he wanted them to see what he saw and then pull together. You see, friends, Jesus sees the good, the potential, the real in each one of us. He sees us as we are. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he sees us in relationship with one another. And he says to us, I believe in you. I believe in you. But you believe in me. Believe in me. Follow me. Walk with me. For freedom, St. Paul says, Christ set us free. For freedom, Christ set us free. He calls us and he motivates us. And he gives us life. In the gospel today, we see some of the struggles of really good people, right? These are good people in the gospel who are trying to follow Jesus. Now, Luke gives us a couple of code words. When the time for his deliverance was drawing near, he resolutely turned toward Jerusalem. You know what that means? That means he was heading to the cross. And so he was saying, if you're going to follow me, get on board. Get ready for the ride. We see a few different people who wanted really sincerely to follow Jesus Christ. But the problem was they all had one or the other thing, either a backup plan in mind, or they kind of said, when I'm ready, I'll follow. Let me answer that one quickly. We're going to wait until we're ready to follow Christ. We're never going to get there. We'll never be ready. It's Jesus who takes us as we are and brings us along. But the other thing is, these disciples of Jesus, they all had a backup plan. And Jesus is saying, that's not going to work here. You've got to leave that backup plan behind and cast yourself completely in my lot. Hand yourself over completely to me, and I will show you the way that leads to life. I will lead you on the greatest adventure you can possibly imagine. I will give you life, and I will give you life in abundance. But you got to jump all the way in. There's no backup plan here. There's no backup plan. James and John, they always held on, the sons of thunder. They always held on to power and to domination and victory. So when Samaria, remember in Samaria, they didn't really want Jesus passing through because they knew he was passing, going to Jerusalem. So they said to the disciples, not this way. And you know what James and John said, right? Hey, Jesus, let's send fire down on them. That'll teach them a lesson, right? And you know, Jesus says, yeah, we could do that, or we could go another way. Let's go the other way. We hear people, somebody who really wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, do you have what it takes? Do you know what it means? Somebody else wanted to look back, even to bury his father. That's a pretty good excuse. But Jesus is saying, no excuses. I want all of you, completely, wholeheartedly. And I will give you what you need. I will give you what you need. For freedom. For freedom. Christ set us free. You see, in human experience, one of the things we kind of do is we find ourselves regressing back. So, St. Paul says, we were created for freedom. We were freed by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Do not take up the yoke again. That yoke, that burden has been lifted off our shoulders because Christ carries it with us. But do not pick it up again. You see, even when we seek to follow Christ, isn't it true that there's that pull back down? Gravity is a real force in the physical world, isn't it? We depend on it. We depend on gravity. That's how come my feet are on the ground. But you know, there's something like a spiritual gravity too. There's something like a spiritual gravity that keeps pulling us back down. But the power of Jesus Christ is stronger even than that. The power of Jesus Christ can even overcome that. There's an image of fresco. If you go to Rome, and if you go into the Irish Dominicans care for a church, St. Clement, where you can go down the different levels. It's like one ancient church built on top of another, built on top of another to the present day. And they uncovered a fresco of the descent of Jesus into hell. It's a great picture, great picture. Jesus is there in all his glory. He's reaching out. Adam, remember how he pulls Adam out of the jaws of death, right? And Adam is reaching up toward Jesus. But down at Adam's feet, there's a demon trying to pull him back down again. But we know what happens. Jesus pulls him up. Jesus pulls us all up. You see, for freedom, Christ set us free. There are so many things in the world today that promise or try to dull our pain or excite our senses, that seem to give great promises. And whether it be the grip of the culture of drugs that has just so caused so much pain, or the pull of the misuse of sexuality in any different ways, or unbridled ambition, or pride, or fear, or doubt, or the wounds, the pains and the wounds that each of us carry, or the disappointments we have in ourselves. All of those things are there, and they're pulling us down like that spiritual gravity. But for freedom, Christ set us free. Christ helps us. Christ has freed us. Christ strengthens us, and he calls us into newness of life. These things destroy families and tear apart communities. And yet, the grace of God has brought us together, hasn't it? The grace of God has gathered us as one family in Christ here at Notre Dame, as one church in Scioto County, as one church in the Diocese of Columbus, as one church throughout the world. The grace of God is doing amazing things. The Holy Spirit is present to us in so many ways. For freedom, Christ set us free. And so I go back to Jerry Grody and his wisdom, his insight. As we close this conference on the family and as we close this year of the family, maybe Jerry Grody can teach us a simple lesson on how we might be able to see with the eyes of Jesus Christ. Is it possible that we're being called as families and within our families to be able to see the goodness that Jesus sees in each one of us? That we might see the goodness in one another, the possibility, the promise, and the hope. Is it possible that as families we might be able to build one another up, to help lift one another when we fall? Is it possible that we as families might be able to energize, mobilize, stir into flame the gifts that God gives us through his Holy Spirit? And that we might be able to help one another, to pull together in a great harmony, so that we might encounter Jesus Christ on the way and we might bring Jesus to others. Let's be honest, friends. Our city needs to know Jesus Christ and the power of his love. Our world, our diocese, so desperately needs to know Jesus Christ and the power of his love. Am I right? And having had this powerful experience throughout this year and this weekend, and having witnessed and experienced the nearness of Jesus Christ, the grace of God flowing through so many different channels here, we, as his witnesses, can show the world the grace and the power of Christ. With eyes now filled with faith, hope, and love, having encountered Jesus Christ, we see the great possibilities. We see the very real presence of Jesus Christ. And we help one another to see the same thing and to praise God and to live life and the fullness of life. You know, I mentioned Jerry Grody and this experience in 1969. That year, that coined the phrase that's so very important for us Met fans. You gotta believe. Now that's spelled YAGOTTA, believe. That's how we say it in New York. Friends, we gotta believe because we've seen the power of Jesus Christ. And we know that he is faithful in his love.
You've been listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of Columbus, Ohio, delivering his homily at the closing mass of the No Ordinary Family Conference in Portsmouth, Ohio, delivered on Sunday, June 30th, 2019. Thanks for being with us for this special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Right now, we're going to go back to regular programming. Thanks for being with us. God bless and have a great day.